The mountains of West Texas are unlike any other part of that state, and so are the animals you find there, including desert bighorn sheep. If you're lucky enough to see one, you'll know it. Their massive, curly-cue horns make them unmistakable. Desert bighorn sheep nearly disappeared from the state in the 1960s, but now there are about 1,500 bighorns in Texas thanks to a relocation program. As Texas Standards' Michael Marks reports, maintaining the population requires a hands-on approach.
It's a clear, cool morning in West Texas, and about 50 people are watching a helicopter wind its way around the south side of Elephant Mountain, a brown, flat-topped summit about 250 miles southeast of El Paso. The sun isn't all the way up yet, but it's clear the helicopter is hauling some unusual cargo.
Looks like we got some sheep coming in. Yeah, we got some slung there.
That's Bob Dittmar, state wildlife veterinarian for the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. And he's right. Dangling about 15 feet below the helicopter are two desert bighorn sheep. They have already had quite a day. Caught in a net, then blindfolded, hobbled, tied to the helicopter, then flown to the base of the mountain, where the pilot gingerly lowers the sheep to the ground. Now, the reason sheep are being choppered off Elephant Mountain at all is simple. There's too many of them up there. Again, here's veterinarian Bob Dittmar.
Elephant's been a very successful breed sat and probably combines good habitat, good management, and just probably a little bit of luck.
Thing is, there's not enough space or food to support the 180 or so bighorns that live there. So Texas Parks and Wildlife has been relocating some of them. It's a huge operation, but it's also critical to the species' long-term survival. The plan is to catch 74 sheep, gather as much data about them as possible, and then release them at Black Gap Wildlife Management Area, 50 miles to the southeast.
So it's helping the population here at Elephant by alleviating that browsing pressure and helping that or augment that restoration at Black Gap.
That's Froilan Hernandez, the Desert Bighorn Sheep Program Leader for Texas Parks and Wildlife. For as strong as individual bighorns appear, their population is fragile. They're native to West Texas. You can find ancient petroglyphs of them. But as recently as the 1960s, there were no bighorns here whatsoever. Zero. Diseases from domestic sheep and overhunting pushed them out when ranchers came in the late 1800s. Ever since they died out in Texas, the state's been trying to bring them back. But it's taken 80 years to restore their population to what it was before ranchers moved in. There's still a long way to go.
Our goal is to repopulate all 17, 18 mountain ranges that are of historic habitat with about 3,000 animals.
Which is why this relocation is so important. Spreading bighorns throughout West Texas gives individual herds more room to grow and insulates them from diseases like pneumonia, which has decimated bighorns in other states. Back at Elephant Mountain, once the helicopter clears off, the bighorns are carried 20 yards to a makeshift biology lab, where 50 veterinarians, volunteers, and biologists get busy. Walt Cook is a veterinarian with Texas A&M University.
When we do a capture event like this, and when Parks and Wildlife does a capture event like this, we try to take advantage of that and get every conceivable sample we think that we need or that we might need in the future.
The process starts with taking each bighorn's temperature and a blood sample.
And then go in quick.
Okay.
Go in quick.
They're surprisingly compliant as veterinarians tilt their heads back to slide a long syringe into their jugular.
105.2, 105.3.
While this is happening, other volunteers collect hair samples and attach a numbered yellow tag to each of the sheep's ears. Then, after getting a tonsil swab and a radio collar around their neck, the sheep is ready to be loaded into a trailer, which can be tricky.
Woo! Didn't get kicked.
Over 3 days, 74 bighorns go through this process and are then trucked 2.5 hours away to their new home. It's pitch black outside when we arrive at the release site at Black Gap Wildlife Management Area. There are four trailers, and it takes a few minutes to maneuver each one so its door faces a rocky hill 30 yards away. Once they're in place, biologist Travis Smith unlatches the first door,
y'all ready?
Opens it up, and then nothing. The first sheep just stands there. It takes a little bit of this, but then finally, the first sheep hops out of the trailer, bounds down the road, and fades into the brush. One by one, or two by two, the rest follow.
That's really cool to see them like that. I mean, I get goosebumps every time I get that.
It's awesome to see them that way.
It's the first time all day we've seen these animals move out in the open. They're fast, sure-footed, speeding up as they hit the rocky slope ahead of them. They look right at home out here. For Here and Now, I'm Michael Marks.